exactly the time at 11:15, the second of three visits to pubs in Milltown Malbay in County Clare during this year's Willie Clancy Summer School. This week, Paul Kilday goes to Queely's in search of some Irish traditional music.
Queely's pub is just off the main street of Milltown Malbay, host to an annual and extraordinary Irish traditional music festival. Musicians like Iarla O'Leonard, who sang that beautiful air, Kinu na Dríomhaire, come from all round the world and triple the town's usual population of 500. Bus companies carry tourists from Germany, De Vespringnitsa Weissen, and Ireland, Paddy McElligott and Sons, managing to quadruple this figure. The town's 15 pubs stockpile beer, Large trailers journey from England to sell fish, chips, chicken and 100% British beef burgers, a claim of dubious distinction in Southern Ireland. Cows walk into town along the main road, seemingly immune to the fate of distant cousins. Madame Rose Lee reads palms and tells fortunes from within a domesticated caravan. The Legion of Mary has its own caravan parked further up the street, the two larger-than-life women competing for the town's affection. Traditional instruments are sold in the street, and drive off from Queerley's and you'll find a faux medieval castle which doubles as a hotel. Bed, breakfast and joust all included. In other words, the perfect town for a festival. Tony Linnane performing there. The Milltown Mulby Festival has an educational function. At the beginning of the week, the many hundreds of participants gather in various classrooms, play for 10 seconds in front of everyone, and are then corralled into various groups according to standard. This is actually a fitting form of audition, preparing the players for the basic principle of traditional music, where few pretensions manage to survive the musical interchange between strangers in a pub. Children of a surprisingly young age become involved. Olivia, did you first start playing the whistle because it's part of being Irish, or did you just play it because you like the sound of the music?
I like the music.
What's your name?
Ethel Kelly.
How did you first get involved in the playing the whistle?
My sister started the tin whistle, and when she was a few years older, I just started up because I used to always love listening to her playing and everything, so I just started.
So it's nothing to do with being Irish, it's just because you like the sound of it, is it?
Yeah, I like Irish.
My name is Deirdre O'Keefe, and I started playing 3 years ago. With my sister played first, and then Mammy asked me whether I'd be interested in playing it, so I said I'd give it a go, so...
And here, you want to keep going on with whistle? You go to flute then? What do you do?
I hope to go on to flute later on.
These humble beginnings can indeed lead somewhere, as 13-year-old Liam O'Connor attests.
Liam, fantastic performance last night. I was watching you, and a lot of your technique looks rather classical, the double stopping that's all in tune. Is that how you got involved in folk music, or have you just gone straight into the Irish traditional music?
Well, I started off, all my family play, you know, my dad, he's teaching down here, and my sister, and my other brother, he was playing last night as well. And my other brother, he's back home in Dublin. They used to be going along to all the flash, you know, when I was young. And they used to be going off, they used to have great fun, and I was just kind of at home. So I said I'd pick up an instrument, and I picked up the whistle. My dad taught me for a few years. I went to lessons and that, you know. And I just started the fiddle then a few years later, because my brother and my sister and my other brother were playing.
But you never had any sort of classical training in it? It was simply...
I got to College of Music in Chatham Row in Dublin, and it helped you an awful lot, like the intonation and things like that, and technique you mightn't get like other places.
Yeah, because that's what I was noticing, that a lot of the players don't have, you know, what you'd call a pure technique, but they do in fact know how to get round the actual traditional music they're playing.
Yeah, a lot of those people, you know, didn't have the opportunity. It's like down the country there isn't as much like classical music. You need to be in one of the big cities.
So how do you combine the two styles of playing? I mean, I've mentioned that, you know, you had the perfectly in-tune double stopping, and you moved out of first position and things like that. What other classical techniques end up in your traditional playing?
I started classical, must be about 4 years ago, and I was playing traditional before that, so it helps, it helps you, along, both help each other. There's no problem like playing both.
How do you learn an Irish tune? I mean, you start with a very simple tune, do you?
Yeah, there's certain tunes, you know, they'd be very easy. There's different standards of tunes, like the grades and classical music. The most popular things are reels and then jigs and then hornpipes. And then, all the way down, you know, slides and polkas. But the reels are more kind of attractive, and get into them, faster and easier,
Paul McGrattan, teacher of the budding young tin whistlers heard earlier, with a few reels, which he has recently committed to disc. Before that, the 13-year-old cultural polymath Liam O'Connor. Although young players at Milton Mulby are taught in a traditional manner, by imitation, they have seen their culture dance its way through the Eurovision Song Competition, the London West End, and even an episode of Father Ted. This rather frees up the traditional expectations or supposed limitations of Irish traditional music.
As I stood and I gazed on the meadow 16, by the hills she wandered far and wide, beside an oak tree where she lay down to bed with a gay
you
You Meet Me Tonight on the Shore, arranged and sung there by Maura Ní Chathaoirse. That programme of Irish traditional music was presented and produced by Paul Kilday.